This is an iHeart podcast.
The Medal of Honor is the highest military decoration in the United States. Recipients have done the improbable, the unexpected, showing immense bravery and sacrifice in the name of something much bigger than themselves.
This medal is for the man who went down that day.
On Medal of Honor, Stories of Courage, you'll hear about these heroes and what their stories tell us about the nature of bravery. Listen to Medal of Honor on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday, and we are about to get to Medal of Honor Monday. We still have Lisa Booth coming up a half hour from now to, well, we're going to talk about the beach. I'll get to that here in a moment. We have, man, just one of the more great examples of the level of deception that's out there now when it comes to wildfires and climate change and vaccines, and I'll get into all that. We have LA lying to anybody, everyone and anyone. The CDC director secretly doing something with your kids. That's what I'm going to get to after Medal of Honor Monday, though. And then we'll do email roundup and all kinds of stuff. But first, I wanted to do this. Every single Monday on this show, we do Medal of Honor Monday. And by the way, if you missed any of our old shows or you want to go back listen to the old Mondays, they're all there. We podcast every show when we're done on the air on iHeart, Google, Spotify, and iTunes. They're all back there, and they're all worth reading. There'll be some repeats in there, but they're all worth reading. And we take Medal of Honor Monday recommendations. If you have some kind of a personal connection or just one you love, email them. Also, your love, your hate, your death threats, your Ask Dr. Jesse questions for Friday, email jesse@jessekellyshow.com. All right, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Every Monday at this time, we read a Medal of Honor citation. Everyone who's ever earned a Medal of Honor, they do a write-up on him, on what he did. It's called a citation. I want to encourage you, they're all online. They're all online for free. We don't have because I'm this huge, important celebrity, Chris. No, we don't have some special access here. Anyone can and should do these things. Do these with your kids. Do these with your class. Do these things. If these guys and their deeds aren't talked about, then they're forgotten. And if they're forgotten, it's like it never happened at all. Hi, oh great Burgermeister. I have a request for Medal of Honor Monday. This is the email. Ross McGinnis came out of our small town of Knox, Pennsylvania, population 1,000. His bravery in battle where he gave his life for his mates is inspiring, as he was a true hero. You could look up his story and maybe tell it some Monday. I love it. You honor those who serve and protect. Ross is one of those men. You can use my name. Thank you for your consideration. Her name's Diane. Diane Standish. Without further ado, here's the Medal of Honor citation for a man you've probably never heard of before, but definitely should have, Ross McGinnis.
Ready, aim,
fire. Honoring those who went above and beyond. It's Medal of Honor Monday.
Private First Class Ross A. McGinnis distinguished himself by acts of gallantry and intrepidity above and beyond the call of duty while serving as an M2 50 caliber machine gunner, 1st Platoon, Company C, 1st Battalion, 26th Infantry Regiment, in connection with combat operations against an armed enemy in Admahaya, Northeast Baghdad, Iraq, on the 4th of December, 2006. That afternoon, his platoon was conducting combat control operations in an effort to reduce and control sectarian violence in the area. While Private McGinnis was manning the M2 50 caliber machine gun, a fragmentation grenade thrown by an insurgent fell through the gunner's hatch into the vehicle. Reacting quickly, he yelled, "Grenade!" allowing all four members of his crew to prepare for the grenade's blast. Then, rather than leaping from the gunner's hatch to safety, Private McGinnis made the courageous decision to protect his crew. In a selfless act of bravery in which he was mortally wounded, Private McGinnis covered the live grenade, pinning it between his body and the vehicle, absorbing most of the explosion. Private McGinnis's gallant action directly saved four men from certain serious injury or death. Private First Class McGinnis' extraordinary heroism and selflessness at the cost of his own life, above and beyond the call of duty, are in keeping with the highest traditions of military service and reflect great credit upon himself, his unit, and the United States Army. I'll be frank with you. I spent quite a bit of time in Humvees, Amtraks, military vehicles, helicopters of all kinds when I was in the Marines and specifically in Iraq. And everyone has their own thing, right? Everyone has their thing that concerns them. I always worried about dying in these vehicles. I always worried, mainly because I didn't want the feeling of being trapped or being stuck inside something that's blowing up or burning. There was something unique about that always got to me. If you ever do any studies on tank battles in history, like the Battle of Kursk, if you're a tank battle guy, that's the one you need to read. But there's all kinds of these battles. And when you get into these battles where tanks are blowing up, if you dig into the stories, and I won't get into all the gory details here, the stories can be really, really, really ugly. Really ugly. The way you die, you're stuck in there, you're blown apart. They find some guy's head 100 meters away from his body. I mean, they're really bad. Or you're trapped inside and it's burning. I only bring that up to say this. You're in a hatch of one of these vehicles. That means, I should explain, I should never do this. I sometimes talk past people who may not understand some of the military lingo. I mean, a Humvee is just what you've seen in the movies. It's just, a military Hummer, and they have a circle in the top of it. That's your hatch. That's your gun hatch. And there's a few different weapons they put in there. There's a Mark 19 grenade launcher, or there's a 50 cal machine gun. There's a TOW system, T-O-W system. What that is it's a guided missile system. You can take out tanks and armored vehicles with the TOW system. It's really cool, Chris. It's really, really cool. But there's a bunch of different things you can put on there. But either way, there's a hatch. To be in the hatch when someone throws a grenade in your vehicle, it's honestly like it's a gift from God. You're right there. Everyone else below is screwed. You're up in the hatch. Your entire upper half of your body at least is out of the vehicle already. If you look at like tank battles and things like that, like I referenced, guys who live oftentimes were the guys who were up in the hatch. Even if they can't escape, they essentially get blown out of the vehicle. They'll lose consciousness, maybe be hurt badly, and some died, but it's your best chance to survive. You're essentially halfway out. You're out. Now imagine the bravery it takes to be sitting in that hatch, private first class. So I'm making a guess. I probably shouldn't do that. I could look it up, but private first class is not a high rank. We're probably talking about a 19, 20-year-old kid here, I would bet. You're up in a hatch. You're in a very scary environment, and somebody throws a grenade inside of your Humvee, and instead of just simply lifting your legs out, you choose to dive back in? That's crazy bravery, man. That's crazy bravery. So salute to Mr. McGinnis. Certainly earned that one. And you know what? I think you probably earned taps as well. No. A life well lived. All right. Climate change stuff. That's enough Medal of Honor Monday stuff for now. Let's talk about something. There's something radical happening right now with the media that's actually, it's one of the worst things I've seen in some time. The media and, quote, science and the politicians and the billionaires, they are ramping up the climate change rhetoric and insanity at very, very just blatant lies at this point in time. They're lying. They're lying to you about everything. They're scaring people into taking action detrimental to themselves. And I'll explain what I mean here in just a moment. I know I owe you the CDC and kids stuff. I'll get to that too. Now, we just honored a hero, obviously. Tunnel to Towers honors these heroes every single day. Because it's not just the heroes who are gone. It's who's left behind. Remember, so many of these guys, they leave behind a wife and kids. It's not just that he's gone and gone at such a young age. I mean, we picture them as old men. They're gone at such a young age. We're talking a young widow, young kids. How do you even begin to put your life back together after something like that? Husband's never coming home again. Daddy's never coming home again. I love Tunnel to Towers because they come alongside these widows and orphans of Gold Star families, first responder families, and they help. They pay off their mortgages. They're building them an entire community in Florida. They ask you and me for $11 a month. Go to T2T.org and sign up to give 11 bucks a month.
Missed out?
Catch up.
JesseKellyShow.com.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. And again, like I've been talking about over and over and over and over again, we have to have a reckoning. It's not only that the public health officials, that people at the FBI, Democrat and Republican politicians, and several others, people in government, it's not only that they have abused their power and abused the public in the past. We talk about all these things in past tense. Dr. Birx did this, past tense. Fauci, past tense. They're doing these things right now. It's not like they did all these things and they woke up one morning and thought, oh, dang it. Oh, I made a boo-boo. I shouldn't have done that. That was stupid. They're still doing them. Are you ready for a jaw dropper of a headline? CDC directs kids to secretive online chat space to explore sex change operations and having multiple genders. The chat rooms are called the Q chat space. They're advertised on CDC's LGBT health resources page. And they're run by Planned Parenthood. I'm reading this from the article. The Q chat space, which describes itself as professionally facilitated live chat group for LGBTQ plus teens, is available for bi/pan youth. Pan, Chris, what's pan? You got a pink shirt on, surely you know. Michael, what is it? Pansexual? Attracted to pans? What's it to? Anyway, it's for kids age 13 to 19, and it encourages teens to hide their chats from their parents. Now, if I was to sit down and explain to you that there's some online chat room trying to get your 13-year-old boy to chop his penis off, you would be outraged, but you would think, okay, it's probably some weird gay bar in San Francisco or something somewhere. It's probably some activist group. No. This is the Center for Disease Control. Now, if the Center for Disease Control, what do you say, Chris? What does it have to do with disease? Well, haven't you heard of monkeypox? It has a lot to do with disease. Anyway, now, the Center for Disease Control operating that means the highest disease control organization in the country, the public authority on this, is trying to get your son to do this to himself, your daughter to do this to themselves. Why would they feel comfortable doing that? Is it only because they can't control their mental illness? No, they feel totally comfortable doing that because they don't think they'll ever go to prison. That's simply a fact. Until these people start going to prison, we don't have a country. We don't. We have some kind of corrupt banana republic, which leads me to this. Jesse Kelly, Texas Ranger, he says, gosh, the Texas Rangers were sweet. Well, are sweet. I know Texas is on an idiotic green energy kick, but hear me out. We know gas prices have nothing to do with Putin and more to do with us not drilling because Biden won't clear permits because he's a sleazeball. We know Texas is sitting on tons of oil. What's stopping Texas from saying, yeah, we don't care, and establishing their own permits or no permits? I'm sure there's a bunch of legal hurdles, but what could the federal government realistically do in response? I have an answer for that, but that led me right into this. Prince Harry, not that I think you give a crap about Prince Harry, he flew almost undoubtedly on a private jet today from California to New York to tell you about this.
I'm a time of global uncertainty and division, when it's all too easy to look around and feel anger or despair. I've been inspired to go back to Mandela's writings for insight into how this could be, how he could experience so much darkness.
Got to be honest, I'm already bored. I don't like to hear royalty talk, so we're just going to skip over that. But there's another headline. Okay, yeah, Prince Harry goes on to talk about the state of climate change and John Kerry's the climate change. And headline here, USA Today headline, wildfires are raging in France, Spain, and Portugal as Western Europe sees record temperatures. They're normal summertime temperatures for these places. Normal summertime temperatures. And yet every single part of the system seems to be locked in on green energy, including Texas. Remember, this is not just a Democrat problem. Keep this in mind. Red state after red state after red state after red state. They're all falling for this carbon is poison scheme. Let's build windmills and solar panels. The question was asked, what should Texas do? Well, Texas, what they will do is nothing. Texas won't do anything. None of the red states will until we get brownouts and blackouts, which we will. We'll just get them, you know, a few years after California and New York get theirs. But it does lead me to my point here. I can see, because of the aggressiveness of the climate change people now, because remember, they saw how compliant everyone was during COVID, and now they think they have their opportunity to cram all this stuff through. The climate change people are going to have a lot of gigantic wins in the coming days, in the coming years. Because of those gigantic wins, the world is about to experience real suffering. I mean, real, real suffering. And people who are old enough, gosh, there aren't many of them left now, we'll understand what that looks like. Remember, the Great Depression wasn't America's Great Depression. That was something that went worldwide, and there was just suffering and starvation and death and misery worldwide. This climate change stuff is going to send us right back into that, if not much, much worse. You ask about Texas or Florida or Wyoming, Montana, Alaska, wherever. I could see, you might want to write this down, guys, this may be a long con. This may be a long shot, but I could see Texas, Florida, Alabama, Mississippi. I could see red America. I could see this being the causation of separation down the road. If everyone starts starving and politicians start getting burned out of their homes, like is happening right now in places like Ghana and Sri Lanka, that's what happens when people starve. You politicians, you think you're very safe behind all your armed guards. There's no amount of armed guards that would stop you from an angry population that rises up, and populations rise up when people are starving to death. That's just human nature. What's that saying? Society's never more than 9 missed meals away from anarchy. It's true. Doesn't matter how much protection you have. Nothing will protect you from that. I think if we saw a system-wide collapse like that, not just on a national, on a global scale, I think if we saw that, I think what we would see would be a red state break off into something different, which in the end would probably be good. All right, we're going to talk to Lisa Booth about the beach. I have said the beach is overrated. I get it for about a half hour to an hour, but then it's boring and it's not fun anymore. Lisa Booth thinks I'm crazy. We're going to talk to her about that next, and then we have news out about, well, Ladies, if you've been vaccinated or know someone who is, you should probably hear this. Hang on.
Pro Woche bis zu 50 Euro zusätzlich sparen. Mit der Netto Plus App. 10% Rabatt auf deinen Einkauf sichern. Dazu Payback-Punkte sammeln und sparen. Mach mehr Plus mit der Netto Plus App.
The Medal of Honor is the highest military decoration in the United States. Recipients have done the improbable, showing immense bravery and sacrifice in the name of something much bigger than themselves.
This medal is for the men who went down that day. It's for the families of those who didn't make it.
I'm J.R. Martinez. I'm a U.S. Army veteran myself, and I'm honored to tell you the stories of these heroes on the new season of Medal of Honor: Stories of Courage from Pushkin Industries and iHeart Podcast. From Robert Blake, the first Black sailor to be awarded the medal, to Daniel Daly, one of only 19 people to have received the Medal of Honor twice. These are stories about people who have distinguished themselves by acts of valor, going above and beyond the call of duty. You'll hear about what they did, what it meant, and what their stories tell us about the nature of courage and sacrifice. Listen to Medal of Honor on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, she even had to pick a beach song. Joining me now, Fox News' very own Lisa Booth, and obviously check out her podcast, The Truth with Lisa Booth. Yes, this is the very same Lisa Booth you all loved as she sat in this chair for me while I was gone. Lisa, I have made my thoughts known on the beach. I've made them widely known. I'm catching more heat than I've really ever caught today, which is saying something for me. I'll allow you, beach person, defend the beach. You have the floor.
Chose that song, obviously, for a reason, just to further rub it in that the beach is the best. I don't understand how you don't like the beach. First of all, it's beautiful. It's incredibly relaxing. When you go out there, you can lay out, you can swim in the ocean. There's exercise involved. You can walk the beach. You can go swimming in the ocean. There are like beautiful sea creatures. You've got sharks, dolphins, whales. It's a great little day. You can take the family. You can go out with friends. You can go out by yourself if you just need some solitude.
So
it's absolutely gorgeous and just the best place there is.
I certainly don't want to cut in here, but I just want to clarify, part of your selling point for the beach is that I get to walk in sand, which is actually more difficult to walk in. That's one. And two, I get to interact with more sea creatures, like sea urchins and jellyfish. And you mentioned my name, sharks. So part of the appeal for me at the beach is the sharks, Lisa? Is that what you're trying to say?
I mean, Jesse, sometimes you got to live life on the edge. Makes you feel alive.
Okay,
so,
but...
yeah. And then also, that's the point. Walking in the sand is a great calorie burner. And it's also just beautiful. Like, don't you want to look out and you see white, sandy beaches and that turquoise ocean? I mean, I'm looking at the water right now.
You know what?
What do you not like about the beach? Jesse, I got to tell you, I give you a lot of retweets, a lot of likes, because I always like what you have to say. This is the only time I've been offended.
Okay. Look, let me clarify. One, I agree that looking at the beach is absolutely wonderful, and looking at the ocean is wonderful. And you know why I agree? Because I'm doing it right now. I'm actually on my phone looking at pictures of the beach, and I don't have any sand in my butt. I don't have any sand in my toes. I don't have any jellyfish stings. I'm not sweating, but I can still see it all, and that's great. And you ask what's terrible about it. This is what's terrible about it. And I guess... being a beach hater is not what I consider myself. I'll go to the beach for a half hour to an hour. Let's call it an hour. But let's be honest, Lisa. I have to haul 1,000 pounds of gear out there between the wife and the kids and the coolers and the chairs and the umbrellas and everything else. I plop all that down. I do love to swim in the ocean, so I go take a plop in the water. No big deal. Then what am I supposed to do for the rest of my time at the beach, Lisa? Read a book? So that's fun to read the book in 95 degrees in sand? It's not enjoyable at all. I can go read a book in the air conditioning. You mentioned exercise. I can exercise in a weight room in the morning. I can go for a jog somewhere. I don't go do exercise for recreation like some kind of psycho.
Jesse, can I tell you, I think the sand in the butt sounds like a personal problem. So I think okay. That's something maybe you need to deal with and you're not really, you know, but to your other points, I mean, first of all, it's relaxing. That's what you do. You just sit out there. You can read a book. You can listen to music. It's just, you hear the sound of the ocean. I mean, there's no better way to sleep than when you can hear the sound of the ocean in the background. There's just nothing like it. I think I know what your hatred for is. It's because you live in Texas and you don't live in the best state in the country, which is Florida.
You know what? That was an unnecessary shot. That was again, we're speaking with Lisa Booth of the Truth with Lisa Booth podcast. All right, Lisa, on a much more serious and crappy note, Joe Biden just embarrassed us overseas. I know you saw all that between the fist bumping and the stuttering and everything else. And I've been saying, and I'm seeing this catch on now, that Joe Biden might be out after the midterms. Let's assume they want him out either midterms or 2024. What's the plan? None of their backup plans look good. What's the plan for these crazy people?
Well, if I was him, I would start having a taste tester because you've got Gavin Newsom's like measuring the grapes while he's gone. Mm-hmm. So, maybe they'll get the same guy that took out Jeffrey Epstein. I don't know, but I'm just saying it's that was interesting to me, right? To have Gavin Newsom come. I mean, that's like a knife in the back to Biden. So, and then you've got the New York Times now criticizing him and admitting what everyone can see with two eyes and ears, the fact that Joe Biden's old and has no business being in the White House. So I think they're going to get rid of him after the midterms. That's what I think they're getting ready to basically put him out to pasture.
Okay, they put him out to pasture. Dome is the backup, and we all know about Dome. She's not any more popular than he is. In fact, she's less popular, which is amazing for a vice president, by the way. You have Rear Admiral Buttigieg. You have all the backup options that appear to have been groomed, pardon the pun, that appear to have been groomed, don't appear to be ready or popular at all. So is it Eric Adams? Is it Gavin Newsom? Who is it?
But see, they don't see it that way, right? Like, they're still worried about the drag queen vote, which is maybe like 1% of the population, right? So, like, they clearly don't see it clearly. But yeah, I think maybe Eric Adams or, you know, I think that obviously Gavin Newsom would fancy himself to be, you know, the next in line. But so, yeah, I think they'll probably maybe look to Eric Adams or Gavin Newsom, or there might be someone who comes up and surprises us, but I don't think it's going to be Biden. I mean, it's just, I think they're getting ready to get rid of him.
I just had a thought, Lisa. I'm sorry, I can't let this beach thing go. I think because the wife loves the beach too.
Just, you're such a smart man. I don't understand how you don't see this clearly.
No, hear me out. I had a thought. I think what we have is differing perspectives because the wife, you know, you've hung out with the wife. The wife loves the beach too. In fact, almost all of the beach pushback today has been from Dimes. I think Dimes love the beach because the beach is made for Dimes. Normal people, men, ugly chicks, they don't like the beach because the beach isn't made for them. What do you think about that theory I just came up with?
But didn't she just make the case for men to go to the beach then?
Okay, now that was actually a very fair point.
Yeah. Proud of myself after I got the one in.
That was very fair, but all right, fine. All right, Lisa, what are you having for dinner tonight?
Probably the rest of my steak. I had this like massive ribeye, and I cooked half of it for lunch, and so I'll probably just end up cooking the other half for dinner, so it doesn't go bad.
How do you reheat a steak?
Well, no, I cut like it fresh, so I didn't cook the other half. So I put like salt on it, so it's basically like still like kind of marinating my fridge. So I'll just cook it tonight. And I've been like just cooking it on the oven, but I like turn it up super high. So I like sear the outside. It's super crispy for like 2 minutes on each side.
Very smart. That reminds me of me. Lisa Booth of The Truth is with Lisa Booth podcast. Thank you, Lisa.
Thanks, Jesse.
Look, she didn't change my mind. That was just a valid point she made about the beach. All right. That was a valid point. All right. Now, fellas. The lake is Superior. That's one. Two. No, Chris, it is Superior. But look, we'll go into that in a second. We'll go into the why the lake is Superior in just a second, Chris. All right. But two. Fellas, it's important when you do go to the beach or the lake to not have boobs. That's their job. That's not our job to have boobs. Testosterone levels are half of what they were 50 years ago. We do have to keep ourselves in shape. We have to keep ourselves strong. And part of that is taking natural herbal supplements from Chalk. Remember, I've told you guys about the Male Vitality Stack. 20% increase in your testosterone in 90 days. Again, natural herbal supplements. Ladies, Female Vitality Stack. Also, I figured out what that cacao powder is the wife puts in the superfood smoothies she makes for us every morning. It's delicious. It's called Lit Powder. Lit Powder. Highly recommended. It tastes good. It makes those wretched kale things she put in there actually taste good. Go to choq.com. Promo code Jesse gets you 35% off the entire store. choq.com, chalk.com, promo code Jesse.
He doesn't care if you believe him, but he's right. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday. It's been a great Monday. And you can watch me do the show, remember. I have a simulcast. You can watch me on, you have to go to thefirsttv.com, thefirsttv.com/Jesse. thefirsttv.com/Jesse and sign up if you want to watch me do the simulcast of the show. I'm sorry. I thought it was too funny. I know it's a minute and a half long. I have to play this Biden compilation again because, gosh, what else can we do but laugh?
The best way to get something done, if it holds near and dear to you, that you like to be able to, anyway, from Charlotte, another line going from in Florida down to Tampa.
Of Putin's kleptocracy, yeah.
America is a nation that can be defined in a single word.
I love that last one, by the way, real quick, because he just cut bait on it. He just cut bait on it, running. Clutons, left it out. Yeah.
I was going to put him. The idea that Los Angeles what am I doing here? For two reasons. One, we haven't been able to communicate it in a way that is, let me say it another way. But the nature, not.
Yeah, it's really bad. It's really bad. All right. Mayor Eric Adams, New York City, he vows to turn this crime thing around. Oh, yeah, I'm sure they will. You know what? Please tell me you can protect yourself. Are you in a place where you can protect yourself? Because before I get to these emails and something else, I'm going to go into something I shared a little bit about on Friday. But make sure if you run into somebody bad, you can protect yourself now. Even in places where there are plenty of police, there's plenty of police protection and good values in place. So often the cops just simply can't get there until it's too late. Can you stop somebody who wants to do your harm? To do you harm? Can your wife stop somebody who wants to do her harm? Your husband, your daughter, your mom, your son, can they stop someone? And maybe you're sitting there saying, he's not a gun guy. She's not a gun girl. Hero Gun is a non-lethal gun. It shoots pepper balls 100 miles per hour. When they hit, it hurts, and then it gets worse from there. It'll save lives. It's already saved lives of one of my listeners. The Hero Arrow, that's their new thing. It's even smaller, shoots this gel spray. It's brutal. Go to hero2020.com and use the code Jesse for a special discount. Does not require a concealed carry permit. Does not require a concealed carry permit. Hero2020.com, code Jesse. Good gift giver, by the way, too. Hero2020.com, code Jesse. Comes in this fancy red and black case. I love mine. Anyway, all right. State restrictions may apply, I should point out. But something else I wanted to talk about, and there's no reason for me to talk about this. I should move on to read the emails and talk about this COVID vaccine stuff, which I'll get to in a second. But if you listen to Friday's show, you know we ran into a situation here. Chris was gone getting married for the 10th time. So Michael and I were here, and we ran into the situation of came out of the office. This is in between hours. It was in between the second and third hour of the show. I was going down to use the restroom, stumbled into this homeless mother and daughter who were hiding in the hallway by my office of the building, get out of the heat and the rain. And I'm not going to recap the entire story. We brought them in the office and we're feeding them. Michael was feeding them pizza bagels and water and everything. And we were just trying to get some food in them and starting to try to find them a place to go. And I started and Michael started, we just locked ourselves in the office and just started burning up the phone lines, calling this woman's shelter and calling that woman's shelter and calling this place and calling this church and calling that church. Nothing. I finally ended up getting a hold of the constable's office. The cop shows up, great dude, and he starts making phone calls, trying to find him a place to go. Hey, you got a place to go? He's calling. The cop is calling shelters. The cop can't find them anything. Finally, we ended up having to put him up in a hotel for a few nights. And I'll tell you, it's been a very eye-opening thing for me, something I didn't realize, because they showed back up again today. I paid for a few nights and they got out on Monday, had nowhere else to go, showed back up at the door. Can't get a hold of anyone, can't get a hold of any shelter. All the shelters are full. We have a problem. And I have no earthly idea how to fix it or even what the problem really is. So I shouldn't even be talking about it, but it was just on my heart. So I wanted to talk about it. Why don't we have any place for these people to go? And I'm not talking about a government solution, because we all know the government would just screw the whole thing up. I would think there would be homeless shelters and women's shelters and kids shelters. I guess I was so naive. I guess I thought there were more than there are. Remember, I'm not in some tiny town somewhere. I'm in the Houston area. Houston, I think it's the fourth biggest city in the country. Chris, Michael, is it four? It's always fourth or fifth. It's always battling with Phoenix or fourth or fifth. But it's huge here. I mean, they've got everything you want. They even have Red Lobster. They have everything you need. They're full. And I don't know what the solution is. How do you take somebody... How do you take a mother and her daughter who have clearly had a rough go of it, very clearly had a rough go of it, you know it by looking at them. How do you take them and not put them up in a room for a night? How do you take them off this path they're on and put them on a different path? And I don't know that there is an answer to that. And I'm sure I'll have emails. And please, you're welcome to email me, jesse@jessekellyshow.com, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. I'm not even sure what I'm asking or why I'm even telling you. Every now and then you get introduced to a side of life, to a part of the world you didn't know existed. And sometimes that's quite a shock. And sometimes, I'll be frank, whenever this has happened to me during my 40 years on this planet, it'll be 41 on Wednesday. That's my birthday, but I'm not going to bring it up on the show. In my 40 years on this planet, I've had a bunch of these moments where you get some other side of life you've never experienced smack you in the face, and it really opens up your eyes to how naive you were beforehand. I am, as you hear the sound of my voice right now, in the middle of one of these moments. And I had a big neighborhood get together over the weekends, hanging out with a bunch of my neighbor friends. And one of the ladies there kind of works in that field, that private charity field, and was talking to her about it. And I was asking, I was kind of picking her brain. And I said, so you're telling me there aren't enough facilities for these people? And she said, yeah, that's what I'm telling you. And I said, what are they supposed to do? Just go out on the streets? She said, yeah, they're going to go out on the streets. And I'm still just trying to wrap my mind around that. And so I'm asking her, I'm saying, hey, how do we save them? Right? How do we take them from that and put them into something else? And man, it sucked. But you know what she said to me? She looked at me right in the eyes and she said, you can't. That sucks. And I have no earthly idea where I shared that, but it was on my heart and I wanted to share it. All right. I'm going to get to this headline about the vaccine. That's just friggin' terrible. And I'm going to get to a bunch of emails in the last hour. We're going to have a blast. Hang on.
The Medal of Honor is the highest military decoration in the United States. Recipients have done the improbable, the unexpected, showing immense bravery and sacrifice in the name of something much bigger than themselves.
This medal is for the man who went down that day.
On Medal of Honor, Stories of Courage, you'll hear about these heroes and what their stories tell us about the nature of bravery. Listen to Medal of Honor on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.